Good morning. It's the 20th of 12, 2014. It's 6:23 a.m. and I'm on my way to work. And I thought I'd just throw one of these wee audio booms together because I haven't done one for a while. So, you know, as good a time as ever. So it's like basically covering everything in the last few months, really, because there's a lot happened. I've not really, like I say, put one of these together. I've been busy. Christmas, work, you know, usual stuff. Talk about Celtic first, obviously. Put a wee blog out a couple of weeks back. Maybe a kind of half-yearly report on how I thought the team was doing. If you go to the Celtic Foot Soldiers blog, type Celtic Foot Soldiers into the browser, it'll come up. It's usually around about the top of the search there. Just go, I can't actually remember the address off the top of my head, but you'll find it for that anyway. And all my stuff's in there. The blog's been up and running now for about a year and a half. It was brought over for blog.com, which had a blog over there. It was running named the same. 2 years as well, and you've got links on there to go to the old blog as well. But anyway, I was wanting to talk about Celtic. Very impressed with the way things have turned around for Ronnie Dyer and the team in the last 8 games. We're on a wee unbeaten run there. The team's doing well. We've had the draw now for the Europa League last 32, and lo and behold, we've been put against an old foe in Inter Milan, and it's a repeat of the 67 victory we had against them. Of course, we lost the semi-final in 72 against them. I think they're the only two competitive matches played against them. It's usually the other Milan club that we go to Europe, like AC, in recent times, although we did play them in the Dublin Cup a couple of seasons back. Good draw for the Celtic. Well, I'm not saying it's a good draw, we're going to win, but it's a prestige wise game in a way. It'll be two cracking games. I'm really looking forward to them in late February. Obviously, everybody knows we've got Sevco coming up on 1st of February, I think it is, and the League Cup. That's another game. I could say I'm looking forward to it, but I didn't want to say I'm looking forward because I never wanted to play the Animals again. There was no inclination or interest for me to meet that team again. But we'll take it, we'll hammer them about 6 or 7 9, put the nail, another nail in their coffin. I mean, they might even make it to February the way things are going. We've got this new chairman in yesterday, Derek Lampias, who's cohort of the Mike Ashley. He's up under investigation now because he has stake in the club. So the SFA are investigating him. There's that much going on. I've jumped out of like Sevco there, eh? But I'll get back to Celtic in a minute. So anyway, there's a lot going on there with Sevco. They're in big money troubles again. They don't know if they can keep the lights on for the next 2 or 3 months, eh? I'm not sure if Ashley's going to be wanting to put his hand in his pocket too many more times, eh? So, interesting developments there. One of the former goalkeepers, Alexander, just won a compensation bid against them to get 800,000. So, we've got that to pay. They've got the McCoy situation where he's handed in his resignation, but he's seen out a year's a remaining role in contract, or a year age remaining contract, but he'll get paid about 800,000. The attendance figures is way down. I mean, you're talking like someone in the region of 18,000. So they can't sustain this for too much longer, but they're just plodding along, grabbing in with their claws and trying to survive. I'd rather they just disappeared and just moved on, you know. They shouldn't even be where they are now. They shouldn't have even been put into the second or third division as it was before the revamp. because he should have been captain in the Warren Leagues, starting there, because there's teams down there, like, I can't even mind the name of them, to be honest, but there's teams down there that were more deserving to put a spot in the league when he got kicked out. But because the Rangers, he's standing in Glasgow, and the bias towards them, they were obviously given that spot. But that's by the by. Anyway, I'm happy that there's been dire straits, because we are paying that they can suffer the better, because they cheated for like over 20 years that we were aware of, and if they've cheated for over 20 years that we were aware of, there's a good chance that they cheated for more than that in the past. Anyway, I'm ranting on about them. I don't want to talk about them. I'll get back to Celtic. Tomorrow we've got Dundee United in 12-15 kick-off. They're up there playing reasonably well, along with Inverness, who are closest kind of challengers this season. We're sitting 6 points clear at the moment in the division. Like I said at the start of the wee podcast there, Ronnie Dyla's and the team, of course, have turned it round and have started to put a wee run together. And some of the football that they've been playing in some of the games, creating a lot of chances, has been quite good to watch. And that's the kind of football I like to watch, the attacking, flairy Celtic teams of old. I'm not saying they're quite up there yet, but they're getting there. And if Dyla can get this title in the bag and then move on into next season, start a good wee run in Europe again, I think a lot of Celtic fans are coming into the guy. I've always said from the day that the guy walked through the door that he's got to be given at least a season minimum to prove himself. And if he brings, he delivers a few trophies. I mean, we're still in all the cups, and obviously we're looking good for the league. I know it's only Christmas, it's a busy period coming up, we're looking good. Scottish Cup, we have got Dundee to play, so I don't see any issues getting through that one. That's a fifth round tie. And like I've just said, we have got Sevco in February in the semi final, so I don't see there being an issue with that. I can see us hammering on that, so we could be looking at a trophy there early February, March time. I think the final of the League Cup's in March. Obviously, the league, that would give us a double, can progress to the final in the Scottish, there's a treble. And I'm hopeful in the Europa League that if we get by this round 32, we get one of the kind of lesser clubs in the last 16. It's a tournament I've always said, I've maintained it in my blog, I've maintained it anything I've spoken on a podcast, that it's a tournament that Celtic can definitely win. And there's also the carrot of automatic entry to the Champions League next season for the team that wins that, which is a good incentive for everybody that's involved to push on and obviously try and win that tournament. Dundee United tomorrow, that'll be a tough game. I mean, Dundee United games are always hard, but I can only see one victory, one result obviously, and that's a victory for Celtic. In a close game, I'm probably going to say I'm going to go 2-1 for Celtic. And John Guidetti's not scored for a few games, so I'm going to go for him to get one and Stokes to get the other. Anyway, that's all for now, folks. I'll catch you the next time. Well, God bless. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.